Brewer's Concerto at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And before we head to the news, I need a bit of honesty from you now, okay? This is honesty time. And this is probably true. Half of the people in a new poll say they spend more time coming up with excuses for not doing something than the time it would have taken to actually do whatever they're trying to avoid. I know that's true with me. Exactly 8 o'clock here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A former federal prosecutor is expected to be back on the stand at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial today, with the goal of debunking claims by Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. Correspondent Robert Costa has our top story from New York.
In the afternoon, things became heated when the defense called attorney Robert Costello, who claims he once legally advised Cohen and discussed the Stormy Daniels payment with him. Costello testified Cohen told him in 2018, after an FBI raid on Cohen's home and office, that Trump knew nothing about those payments, that he did this on his own. Adding, Cohen said, "I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump."
There will be familiar faces in an Arizona courtroom today for a criminal hearing. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Phoenix.
Prosecutors allege a total of 18 Republican leaders conspired to tip Arizona's 11 electoral college votes to Donald Trump after the 2020 elections. Arizona's Democratic Attorney General has charged them with fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Those charged include the former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Trump Attorney John Eastman, and the former head of the Arizona GOP, Kelly Ward, and her husband, Michael.
The Biden and Trump campaign's latest fundraising numbers put the former president in the lead now, with more than $76 million raised in April. The Biden campaign reports $51 million, with the pace of donations slowing down. America's largest LGBTQ rights group is investing to try to get Mr. Biden reelected. The Human Rights Campaign's Kelly Robinson.
The reason that we're jumping in is because there are 75 million equality voters nationwide that prioritize LGBTQ plus issues when deciding who to vote for.
A nonprofit launching a $15 million swing state blitz. Hail, the size of baseballs, pelted people in northeastern Colorado last night. Emergency crews rushed to get to cars stuck in washed out roads in Yuma, Arizona. And there's more severe weather ahead, this time in Iowa and Missouri. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Today will be more tumultuous than yesterday, with hail again big enough to ding and dent, gusts over 75 miles an hour, which can uproot trees, take out power, and numerous strong tornadoes.
The system's expected to reach Chicago and Milwaukee tonight. Pot lovers in California might not have to go all the way to Amsterdam to get high in cannabis cafes. The state assembly's passed a bill to allow licensed retailers to sell, prepare, and sell pot-free food and drinks, too. Legislation heads to the Senate. The governor could have a problem with it. He vetoed a prior version citing smoke-free workplace protections. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Sheriff's deputy will go to trial in January. Preston Kite was in court yesterday for scheduling. He's pleaded not guilty to 40 felony charges, including exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials. There's a significant severe weather threat today, with the possibility of multiple rounds of storms. Those storms are expected to bring high winds, and the most severe of the weather may not arrive until later tonight. The parents of a student allegedly involved in a grooming relationship with a former Kenosha teacher have filed a civil lawsuit against that teacher and the Kenosha Unified School District. Christian Enright was fired 2 weeks ago for the alleged inappropriate relationship. He's been charged with 22 disorderly conduct offenses. A bird tagging event is taking place at the Racine County Courthouse today. A representative of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will band birds that have hatched on the courthouse roof. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose an extra inning. I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, that's, and we were in position to win. You know, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and credit to them.
The Crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
I hate tall people with their long necks blocking the sun so that nothing can grow. Tall people are like the SUVs of humanity, sapping the earth of its strength. The thing I hate about tall people is they just assume the rest of us want to be tall. That's not true. It's just like people with hair just assume everybody without hair wants to have hair. That is true. The thing that makes me feel better about my hatred for tall people is this. Have you ever seen like a really, really old tall person? Yeah, me neither. They don't last very long. Enjoy your basketball and your view, tall people. You're going down.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
does choreography better on stage than the Temptations? It's 809 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. The fog dissipating a little bit now. We're going to call it haze and 56 degrees here at Radio Park. Sweet Caroline, here's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Coming up in just a few moments here, we're going to give you a getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I'd love to win that. It's coming up in just a moment here. WRJN.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I'll cling to maybe. I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. You say you're gonna leave. That big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door. Cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out.
To you, what about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years.
Don't pull your love. You know you're old in radio when I played all these songs when they first came out. I think that was, what, 1974? Apple of Joe Frank and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. How would you like to be sitting on an airplane, looking out the window, thinking about, oh, this is going to be a nice flight. I'm going to go on vacation. And then you see this. Some engineer mechanic is taping up the engine with tape. Like he's to hold it together. People on TikTok are freaking out, but it's actually a common thing on the airlines. It's called speed tape. It's made out of heavy-duty aluminum. The FAA said, it's okay. It's for temporary minor repairs. But still, looking out the window, and they're taping up the wing and the engine. That's got to be frightening. That's why you should never look out. Just keep your eyes forward. Don't look out the window. All right, Chula Vista Resort. How'd you like to win a little mini vacation to get away from it all in Wisconsin Dells? We're going to set you up with a Chula Vista Resort gift certificate right now. It's good for a one-night stay in the junior suites, and it also includes the Chula Vista water park passes for four. If you want to go and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Well, good morning. What's your first name? Whoop. I knew he was calling in. 262-634-9756. The phone lines are open. 262-634-WRJN. Give us a call, and we'll set you up at Chula Vista Resort. Here from WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218. Or visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit NorthCountryCarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's NorthCountryCarpenter.org.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Shop local, buy local, save deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. All right, we got a cloudy day on tap today. Highs near 68 degrees, showers and thunderstorms. Some could be heavy tonight. Lows around 57, but a beautiful day tomorrow. Sunny and 71 degrees right now. A little bit of haze. It is 56 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 8:24 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with Stevie. Uptight. Everything's all right and out of sight.
Baby, everything is all right. Uptight, out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. Uptight, out of sight. Poor man stood from across the railroad track. Only should I own this. Single guy, since I'm the apple of my girl's eye. We've all stepped on the town for a while. Money's
29 at WRJN with the Tremolos. Here comes my baby. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Everybody loves AI, 3D printers. It's the future, right? This is unbelievable. There was a plant-based meat that is printer-based. An Israeli company created the first ever 3D bioprinted fish fillet, which is ready to cook upon printing. So you get to print your own food. Something tells me that's gross. It's 8:29. We're looking for fog burning off this morning. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 68. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows around 57. Some may be severe. But a beautiful day tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 71. Right now, haze 56 degrees here at Radio Park.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The parents of a student allegedly involved in a grooming relationship with a former Kenosha teacher are suing. TMJ4 reports a civil lawsuit has been filed against the teacher, Christian Enright, and the Kenosha Unified School District. Enright was fired 2 weeks ago for the alleged inappropriate relationship. The lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages follows charges filed against Enright. He's facing 22 disorderly conduct offenses. Enright has pleaded not guilty to the charges. It's a 20-year prison sentence for the Racine man found guilty of shooting and killing a 14-year-old 2 years ago. Krishawn Clemens was sentenced yesterday in connection to the fatal shooting in March 2022 that claimed the life of 14-year-old Eugene Henderson. Clemens struck a plea deal with prosecutors, leading to a conviction on a lesser homicide charge and the dismissal of a weapons charge. There's a bird tagging event today in Racine. The courthouse is where a representative of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will conduct business. They'll be banding the Peregrine Falcon chicks that have hatched on the Racine County Courthouse roof. Bird banding is a method used to identify and track birds by putting a little piece of metal or plastic on its leg. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
I had to go to the doctor the other day. I'm in the waiting room and they make you fill out those stupid forms. Like, who should we notify in case of an emergency? I'm like, how about the doctor? How about that, huh? They're like, no, we mean like a parent. What the hell's my parents gonna do? They're like, Mrs. Laporte, your son's been in a terrible accident. She's like, oh, well, give him ice cream. He likes ice cream.
Now the pain is gone.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 8:36. Got some haze in the air. Otherwise, a cloudy day today with a high near 68. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 57. Sunny with a high near 51 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's hazy at 56 degrees.
There is a season.
Coco Chanel. They're talking about a one-hit wonder. Hey, baby. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. We were talking about the airlines a little while ago. It's not the great airline story. It's an unethical life hack, but it's good to use. Now, I'm 6'3", and when I sit on an airplane, you can't put your seat back because I have nowhere to put my knees. My knees are there. Where am I going to stick them? So here's what you do. Open up your vent full blast and aim it directly at the person's head in front of you. As you probably heard, that could be, you know, start a big fight on a plane. I think that's where the planes get all their fights from. I don't fly anymore. When they finally get, you know, finally figure out how to keep the doors on the planes, how to get those landing gear to come down upon landing, and get rid of drunks on the plane, then I'll come back on again. Hey, here's something for you tomorrow. Big news. Big. This is our big deals. Thing we're doing here at WRJN. It's a great way for you to save big money on some great items from our sponsors. You can go to the Big Deal tab on WRJN.com, do the pull down, see big deals, go there, save at least 30% off. But tomorrow, I've got some big news for you tomorrow morning concerning our big deals. So keep it right here at WRJN. We're local news and timeless hits.
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
DC 5, Dave Clark 5. You know, they came at the perfect time when the Beatles were just white hot. And they said, well, here's another group from England. You know, I just saw the other day, he passed away, and I didn't realize it. Freddie Garrity. You know who Freddie Garrity was? He was Freddie and the Dreamers. And after Freddie and the Dreamers burned out after three songs, I think I'm Telling You Now, what else did they have? Do the Freddie. And they did one other song. And he went into other groups, and he revived the Freddie thing all over again. By that time, you know, it was over. But yeah, all those groups, and the only one still playing, still doing concerts, the Rolling Stones. They're on concert tour right now. They're still playing the hits on stage. And Mick Jagger, at 80 years old, is jumping around like he's like 24 years old. Good for him. 848 WRJN local news and timeless hits, and Taylor Swift. Her tour schedule was taken into account during the drafting of the upcoming NFL season, but not the way some conspiracy theorists believe. You can check this out. Taylor's boyfriend and the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Bills in Buffalo on November 17th, which is right in the middle of Taylor's six-date run near Toronto. Because of this, there are people out there who think the NFL actually engineered the schedule so that Taylor could make it to the game and possibly others. Not true, but here's what the NFL did do. Taylor's tour will take her to the stadiums where the Dolphins, Saints, and Colts play this year. So the league had to make sure those teams were on the road during those dates so they arranged their schedule so Taylor can have their stadiums. Well, you know, it happens, I guess. 849 WRJN, cloudy today. Highs near 68 degrees, showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 57. Sunny with a high near 51 degrees tomorrow. Beautiful day tomorrow. Right now it's hazy and 56 degrees here at Radio Park.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Cars celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at BlueRiverCrossFit.com.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm
Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real time. You shook me, took me out of my world. I woke up. Suddenly, I just woke up to the happening. I won't show.
before it was Diana Ross and the Supremes. They were just the Supremes back then. The Happening, actually from a movie. And the movie was called The Happening. It's kind of a forgotten film because I don't think it's out on DVD, Blu-ray, or anywhere. And I'm pretty sure TCM, Turner Classic Movies, has never shown it. It's about some young drifters that kidnap a rich businessman and demand $200,000 for his release. And it turns out he's in the mafia. And the guy they kidnap is Anthony Quinn. It starred George Maharis because Route 66 was a big TV show at that time. Michael Parks, Robert Walker Jr., Faye Dunaway. That was her big debut in the movies. She was, I think that was her first film, Faye Dunaway. And it co-starred Milton Berle, The Happening. It wasn't a comedy. It was a serious movie. Anyway, they got the Supremes to do the title track for that. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you. We've got Cindy Huber coming up next for the entire day and night. She's going to be...
What?
She's going to be the next 24 hours straight trying to set a new record on the air. Anyway, she's coming up next. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. It's exactly 9 o'clock right now here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Local news.